Hey, Brock.
Hey, Hunter.
What did we learn on the Plan B morning show today?
Of course, as always, what we learned on the show today brought to you by Special Light. That's right, Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, Decatur, and Benton Harbor. Let's see, we learned that Hunter and Billy Squire have more in common than you'd expect.
No sleeveless shirts, man. Yeah, do yourself a favor here. If it's 2006 and you walk into your business with no sleeves on your shirt, people are going to make fun of you.
Sleeveless, sleeveless.
You know what's bad? I already threw myself under the bus all day today. Might as well keep doing it. You know what's bad? The worst part of it is like I walked in there with confidence. Confident. this is going to go over well. People are going to be like, yeah, you know, look at that guy. He's got no sleeves. God,
look at those muscles. He probably doesn't have sleeves because his muscles are so big.
I thought by 2006 I would have, like, you know, smartened up a little bit.
Nope.
Stop doing douchebag things. But
it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. Let's see. We also learned that the best appendage for a human to get would be a turtle shell.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the best one.
I think so. Not the hand in the back or the extra belly button. I mean, those are terrible answers, Hunter. Awful.
Close. Close second. But
close. Yeah, hand in the middle of the back. Mm-hmm. Close second.
I get an itchy back a lot, Brock, so it doesn't sound so bad. But sledding on your turtle shell sounds a little bit better.
Can't beat it, man. Can't beat it. And the last thing we learned is my sex robot is going to be able to breathe.
Now. It breathes now. It's nightmare.
I'm very excited about it. My birthday is coming up, so fingers crossed, Hunter. Fingers crossed.
Can you give that thing CPR, too?
Don't you go dying on me. All right, that's perfect. Now, you would never want to ever touch the mouth on my sex robot.
No, trust ever. Me. I'm planning on it.
How is it possible to give a sex robot a cold sore? It doesn't make sense.
He figured it out, ladies and gentlemen.
This is unbelievable. The first man to spread an STD to silicone. It's unbelievable. We've never seen anything like it. This aggressive form of STD.
You dirty, dirty son of a bitch.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Doctor, my sex robot needs penicillin quick. All right, that's what we learned on the show. Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate it. Don't forget the best of the Plan B morning show. Even more of us in the afternoon coming on later on. We got Hunter up, the Lobster, and a whole hell of a lot more. Also, don't forget to check out WIRX.com. Also, our Facebook page. For more of your favorite from the Plan B Morning Show. All right, we're out of here. Kate Upton, if you're listening, give us a call.
Giggity, 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 goo.
I'd give her something. Yeah. I don't want to say that. No, that's bad. I feel bad about that one.
Had to fake an injury to get out.